In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, renouncing Satan, his pomps, and his works, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, Lesson 155, Gaining an Indulgence. We have a triptych at the top, Blessed Mother, and the Rosary, different medals, and the bottom left, number one, we have a man kneeling before one of the stations of the cross, and in number two, we have a family saying the Angelus. The caption reads, "The way of the cross and the Angelus are two common and profitable prayers richly indulgenced. The Church attaches indulgences by the blessing of a bishop or priest with special faculties to such objects of devotion as rosaries, crucifixes, medals, images, etc., provided they are made of strong material. The indulgences are lost if the article is sold, not so if it is given away or loaned. What must we do to gain an indulgence? To gain an indulgence, we must be in the state of grace, have at least a general intention of gaining the indulgence, and perform the works required by the Church. We must be in the state of grace, that is, we must be free from all mortal sin. We must, besides, be free from all venial sin as well as all affection for sin before we may gain a plenary indulgence. One in mortal sin has incurred the punishment of hell and cannot gain an indulgence. One in venial sin can gain a partial indulgence. In such a case, the indulgence satisfies for sins already forgiven, but not for the unrepented venial sin. We must have the intention, at least in a general way, of gaining the indulgence. We do not gain an indulgence by accident without wishing to gain one. It is well in our morning prayers to make a general intention to gain all the indulgences possible during the day. It is not necessary to express the intention each time an indulgence is to be gained. We must perform the works required by the Church. We must comply exactly with the particular conditions required for the indulgence. We must say the prayer or do the good work enjoined in the grant of indulgence. When vocal prayers are prescribed as a condition, the words must be pronounced with the lips and not merely read or said mentally. What are the usual conditions required for a plenary indulgence? The usual conditions required for plenary indulgence are confession and Holy Communion and praying for the intentions of the Pope. These usual conditions are required in addition to the works prescribed for the particular indulgence. Another condition often required is a visit to a church. When confession and communion are conditions attached to a particular day, the confession may be made during the preceding or following week, and the communion on the vigil of the day or in the week following. More than one plenary indulgence may be gained at one and the same communion, provided the other works prescribed be accomplished severally. Persons who are accustomed to confess at least twice a month need not do so, especially in order to gain the indulgence. Daily communicants have the same privilege. This exemption from confession, however, does not hold good for jubilee indulgences. For these, a confession and communion must be offered each time a plenary indulgence is to be gained. When a visit to a church is prescribed on a certain day, the visit may be made at any time from noon of the preceding day to midnight of the day itself, except when a particular church is specified, any church may be visited. The Pope's intentions usually refer to the welfare of the church and religion. They include, unless otherwise stated, the exaltation of the church, the uprooting of heresies, peace among Christian nations, the propagation of the faith, and the conversion of sinners. For the Pope's intentions, it is sufficient to say 5 Our Fathers, 5 Hail Marys, and 5 Glory Be to the Fathers, unless otherwise specified. What objects are commonly indulgenced? Indulgences may be attached to crucifixes, medals, rosaries, statues, and such objects, provided they are not made of very fragile material. The object must be blessed by the Pope or by some priest possessing the powers. The indulgence is lost if the object is more than half destroyed or if it is sold, but not if the object is lent or given away. All the members of a family may use the same rosary or crucifix, gaining indulgences attached. More than one indulgence may be attached to the same rosary or crucifix. However, one and the same prayer will not avail to gain all the indulgences attached to any one object, unless expressly declared. All crosses for rosaries brought from Palestine which have touched the holy places have the apostolic indulgences attached to them. What are some important indulgence prayers? Of the hundreds of indulgence prayers, some of the most important are the Rosary, the Way of the Cross, the Angelus, the Litany of the Blessed Virgin, Acts of Faith, Hope, and Charity, prayers of Mass, and prayers at the hour of death. The indulgence attached to some prayers may be gained every time they are said. In the case of other prayers, the indulgence is gained only once a day. Short prayers enriched with the plenary indulgence are the prayer before a crucifix after Holy Communion, the prayer of resignation to God's will, and the prayer to Christ, King of all. There are many other indulgences granted for the recital of certain prayers. Numerous ejaculations are heavily indulgenced, such as, Blessed be God, my Jesus mercy, Sacred Heart of Jesus, thy kingdom come, all for thee, most Sacred Heart of Jesus. The indulgence attached to a prayer is lost by any change, addition, or omission, substantially altering the prayer. That's the end of that one, but at the end of this page, there's a little supplementary reading there on the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Science is not repugnant to religion. Both should interest the true Catholic. Science is the work of God's hands, religion the work of His Spirit. Besides the well-known and numerous scientific societies established in our Catholic universities, the Church has the outstanding Pontifical Academy of Sciences, founded in 1603, among the first members of which was Galileo himself. The purpose of the Academy is to promote the study of the physical, mathematical, and natural sciences. It was reorganized by Pope Pius XI in 1936. He then chose 70 outstanding scientists from all countries and made them members for life. In 1941, the Pope Pius XI Prize was conferred on Dr. Harlow Shapley of Harvard University. That concludes our reading for lesson 155. Do we have any questions or comments?
Your Excellency, so an indulgence is not object is different than a typical blessing of an object, is that correct?
That is correct. It's a special, special blessing to impart the indulgence to an object. And there are all number of things in the church. There are what we call privileged altars, where the priest can gain a plenary indulgence. I believe it's for the poor souls in purgatory. Each time he offers a mass is offered at that altar. And a lot of these things, I think many have not really paid attention to what is required here, because I noticed a lot of the traditionalists were pick things up out of the garbage and, oh, this is an indulgence object, so this is a blessed object, and they want to save it. But traditionally, the indulgence or the blessing is lost when something is destroyed or disposed of. Here, this lesson, I think, mentioned if it is more than half destroyed. If you take an indulgence altar out of one church and put it in another, it needs to be re-blessed, re-consecrated, because it is, the altar belongs with the church, and you move it from that physical place to someplace else, then it has lost that blessing or that indulgence. Things are blessed for an individual, and so if that individual sells it, loses it, or something else happens to it, then that indulgence is lost. Of course, it says not if the object is lent or given away. That's a whole different scenario. And of course, the gaining of the indulgence requires us to be in the state of grace. And to gain a plenary indulgence, we need to have all of our sins forgiven, even the venial sins. And so, obviously, it is impossible. I think I covered this a little bit last week. It is impossible for us to know all of our venial sins. And so what is imperative is that we make the general intention that we are truly repentant for all of our sins, in that act of contrition when we make it at our confession. And generally, to gain the indulgences, we must focus on being free of mortal sin. But for the plenary indulgence, we need to strive to have that perfect act of contrition to remove even the venial sins, those that we are aware of and even those that we are unaware of at the time. And it sounds difficult, and I guess it is if you're unaccustomed to making that, or striving to make that act of perfect contrition. Again, we don't ever really know that we've perfectly attained this, and thus it's imperative that we not stop trying to gain these plenary indulgences, especially for the poor souls in purgatory. We have done what we can, but we must also realize that we are weak creatures, and perhaps we have not worthily gained the indulgence, and therefore what we thought may be a plenary indulgence at best is going to be a partial indulgence. But there is no doubt that God accepts, for those in the state of grace, or at least free from mortal sin, accepts those efforts to some degree. And again, it's hard to put a mathematical number on all of this, and we are creatures that tend to, we want to know how much and to what extent, and we want to measure everything out. But in the case of these indulgences, it is really impossible for us to put an exact number on it, other than to say, so many days indulgence is equal to that many days of severe penance. And so the punishment due to our sin is lessened by if we had done this many days of severe penance. And so we don't even know what that severe penance would have removed in the early days of the church. So it is not something that we can measure or count, and so we must always strive to gain more and more, and to realize that we could always do more, we could always do better. And if we are truly in love with God, there should be no measure or bound or limit to how much we want to do for God and how much we love God. And therefore, the penance is not counted or measured. We are always thinking that we have fallen short and that we could do more. It's sort of like putting a price on our love. How much do you love me? How much should a man spend to buy an engagement ring? What is the standard procedure there? And of course, in that case, we say, well, he needs to show some restraint because they're going to need money to live on after they get married. And if you wasted it all on a ring and you end up having to sell the ring to survive, you are acting foolishly. But when it comes to God, really there is no limit, or we cannot truly put a limit on how much we love him, and how truly repentant we are for our sins, and how eager we are to gain these indulgences and the blessings from God and from heaven. No other questions, comments? Then we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendit super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.